All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. This is our shack meeting. Today is Monday, March 28th, and so we have our shack group here, and I'm going to hand it over to our nurse, Nurse Myers.
Hi, I'm Nurse Myers. I'm the new nurse here for Albany ISD. We are here today to discuss our wellness policy as well as the new education curriculum for junior high health. So we'll be handing out the different table of contents for us to vote on at a later meeting. So we'll have a subsequent meeting to discuss that as well. Our wellness policy needs to be revised. It hasn't been looked at in the last 3 years. So we need to take a look at that, make sure there's anything that we need to modify as far as our community goes and goals, that sort of thing. So we'll be sending out the worksheet to everyone to work through that the next meeting. New changes to implement. We do need to vote in the new chair. Due to circumstances, the previous chair member is no longer able to attend. So we're going to have Christina Hargett as our nominee, I guess, for that position. So we will take a vote on that. Vote yes.
Yes.
Okay. And if you're attending via Zoom,
they can suggest Ms.
Bleet. Okay, perfect. But Ms. Bleet, if you have any concerns about that or contest, we'll take that down to her notes. Christina, would you like to introduce yourself and give us a little background?
Sure. I grew up here. I know most of you. Graduated from here in 2008. I'm a nurse at Center, work in the emergency room. Also back in school again at Virginia Tech, decided to be a bridge program in
Thank you, Christina. I'm going to hand the mic over to Mr. Hill, who's going to discuss a little bit of the curriculum, table of contents, and how to go about getting your voice heard on your opinion.
So this year, this upcoming year, we have to adopt health curriculum for junior high. So there's a lot of different publishers that are out there. These that I handed you, the first two pages look like this. There's one that says GW Publishers and one that says Glencoe Health. These are copies of the table of contents, which you'll see when you read into them, they look very similar. One of the things you'll notice there, and you might have heard about it already, there's a lot of controversy over some sections of health that the teachers are recommending you teach, but not making you teach. And that's kind of what we're going to look at and talk about next meeting as to if we think that our community would approve of that. But I did put a handout in your hands that says Glencoe Human Sexuality. So what each textbook did this upcoming adoption year is they made an ancillary. So if you don't want to teach it, it's not in there. So in other words, like when you're going through class, the kids aren't looking at the table of contents going, I want to learn about that. They don't see it unless you go over it. So each textbook is that way. I don't have one for the GW publisher because when they printed it, they didn't create an ancillary just yet. But they said that when the adoption comes around, they actually have a hard textbook that's going to be the same way. So you will see in the table of contents for the GW publishers, you'll see some of this information from Human Sexuality Ancillary, and it will be pulled out. I want to say, instead of the end, I can't remember what's in several months. It is. It's at the end. So like chapter, probably unit 7. Unit 7 is going to be the one of that GW publishers. That would be the ancillary that wouldn't be in there, which you'll see is the same type of information. So. I know we'll talk more specifics next time. There's really not a whole lot of difference between the two. The State Board of Education fully adopted the GW publisher, and they haven't fully adopted Glencoe. The reason being was Glencoe said that there's an online component that they have that they can go back and edit. And so the State Board of Education said, well, we can't give you 100% approval if you have the ability to go in there and change it. GW did not have that option. I will say traditionally the way we've taught this class in the past is we've had a teacher, PE teacher from the elementary come over and teach health one semester, and then she has, or he has half of the seventh graders one semester and half of the other seventh graders the other semester. They just rotate. One of the ideas I have to look at, just looking at the problems we've been dealing with and just teenagers in general, is we're possibly looking at making that a full year class to where health is a full year long. And you'll see there's enough curriculum to get us there. So I wanted to just put the table of contents in your hands right now so you can kind of see the difference. And then we'll talk more specifics at our next meeting as to which one we want to approach the board with. But the main thing I want to point out is there's a bunch of controversy right now about the sexuality side of it. And that's what we'll adopt as to whether or not we can, but it's separate altogether. So kind of on the outside looking in, does anybody have any general questions that they may have? Some of the chapters that I was excited that they included was vaping, as well as mental health and emotional health. Our older textbooks don't talk about those sorts of things, and obviously those are the issues that we deal with on a daily basis. So I'm excited to see the different types of activities that curriculum talks about, both curriculums talk about in regards to those two things. So those are two different concepts that were added to the curriculum that I think need. So anybody else, anybody have any questions on any of them? Yes, ma'am.
The purpose of SHAC is for our community to have a voice and to express what we want for our community is different than others. So that's the whole purpose. So if you have input that you would like and your voice to be heard, to let somebody know, a member of SHAC, know that we can look at it as a whole and represent them well. I also wanted to let you know that you can find the wellness policy under in the website under the health section, and then we'll have a tab for chat and wellness policy is there. So if you want to review the current policy, you can see it there, or questions or concerns, you can reach me, the nurse on the floor. Does anybody have any concerns at this point?
Same job, and you could think, you know, we've always worked with the clinic really closely, and so we'll look it over and think one is much better than the other, or we'll have input on any of it.
Great, very
initially
I'm looking
towards
this one. I'm still looking.
And if y'all want to, if y'all want to look at any of these, I only have one copy of this, but I can let you look at it. But I have several copies.
Is there an online version that people who don't have the ability to come up
to? I don't think that they gave me. I'll have to go through that every day, but I don't think that they gave me that. Which one did you say you already leaning towards?
The Glencoe looks a little bit, it just looks like a...
It's a little more user-friendly, I think.
It looks like it's broken down really well and kind of just more thorough overall, but I have to spend a little more time comparing.
And that's kind of, McGraw-Hill and Gold, we use them a lot. That's really cool. GW, I haven't, I don't know if we have any right
now. At least, are they 8-year adoptions too? So typically our curriculum we adopted is we use that for 6 to 8 years. So it's a different decision to make. We want to just stick with it for 1 year.
Yeah. And of course, the teacher can always supplement. Sure, it's this is just baseline.
From the ER background, you know, people don't really, they think of all the crazy stuff that happens in the ER, but we see patients from a little bitty bitty all the way up to. We see so much with kids coming in with depression, anxiety, mental health disorders. I can't tell you how many kids I've had with suicidal attempts and little children, and it's really sad. So my opinion on this would be lean toward which one is more thorough in the anxiety, depression, mental health, how to deal with it.
I don't know, you had a great idea of some other stuff to supplement this week too,
yeah.
That I think could be good if it's a year long class. And that's my goal, I think. Make it a year-long class to where we can do this type of stuff as well as some.
I think that one, I believe, is 6 weeks. Just a little, you know, work through this workbook, but with guidance, of course, it just gives them some points to think about their future, their goals, why they're important, decision-making, vaping, character, you name it. I feel like there should be some, you know, definite points that are left there. It's desperately needed, especially post-COVID. school. They're dealing with a lot more than what I would say we dealt with in school or high school. It definitely needs to change where we are meeting their needs where we're at today.
I have an interesting statistic recently that was for directly corresponding to this, and said that the amount of stress and anxiety that today's teenagers feel is the exact same amount that psychiatric patients felt. Literally, they would be locked in psych wards. They had lived 70 years ago.
Yeah. Nobody's helped them because they think, oh, you're just a kid, everything's fine, you're fine.
They're very good at hiding it until they're to the point.
Yeah. They have no tools to be able to work through it, express themselves, or how to get help.
This is still a little bit of ways we talk about the next meeting, but we had Bigfoot Shack will do a few fundraisers throughout the year, and then they use that for backpack. We fill backpacks with food, some home, things like that. So last year, I know we did a dunk tank at the end of the year on our field day, and we did a fundraiser. And so whichever five can raise the most money, those five people get to go in the dunk tank. And so it's like the senior.
Get to.
Yeah, it was always me, and I was okay with that. But, if we want to do any fundraisers, we want to happy to do that again. And it'll drop back to Shack and support the kids. So.
We're definitely open for suggestions in that area where the fundraisers would be not just a ton of work for the members, of course, doable, but be best to lots of time. So anybody who has input to this? I also would like to let the members know that I will be in touch with you about the time that we've served on the committee, just because I am new, and we will discuss that in the future as far as terms go and how to vote in new members or who to vote in. Be aware that that's coming. Does anybody have any questions or concerns? I think that just come to conclusion.
Thank you all very much for coming. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.